This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And we want to give a special shout out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite. And our first responders, too, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their service to America. And all those people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics and construction workers, too. Thank you for all you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, here he is, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to start the week out with the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God. Our great country was started under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got a lot of stuff I could be talking about, like Joe Biden, I don't know what you want to call him, but Joe Biden is definitely losing it by more of the touchy-feely stuff we hear going on. But I got something else to start with. It's about Ilhan Omar. Remember her, the congresswoman from Michigan?
Minnesota.
I got the wrong one there, but we'll get the other one right in a minute because she's in the news too. But the freshman representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota, her communications director said, and I quote, that anti-Semitism is a right-wing force, suggesting that the discrimination faced by the Jewish community is merely a tool used by the right to bring down his boss. And that was an article that was printed over the weekend in the Washington Examiner. Now, there's just one little problem here, Kyle, and that is that Omar's anti-Semitism is real, very, very real. Islamic politicians and the left seem to be an odd couple and are using one another for their political goals. In reality, Islam would destroy the left if they had the opportunity.
Well, you know, Captain, this is very serious business.
It is.
And for Omar, the things that she said, the position she's taken, the company she's kept, these kinds of things are very concerning. And you're absolutely right. When you have essentially the declarations that we have heard made from different Islamic authorities and so forth, one would wonder how being very connected to the left and what the left believes and this kind of stuff would somehow be acceptable to the Islamic community. And so you're right. I think that this is a sort of a weird sort of marriage that's going on right now, and one only wonders how it would all pan out in the end.
And then over the weekend, the story that just won't die, Jesse Smollett in Chicago, his lawyer once again came out and said that they were weighing their options and they might sue the Chicago Police Department over slander. And the fact of the matter is the Chicago police might be getting sued, but they've still got stuff that they did not release, okay? And when they release that stuff, it'll blow Jesse Smollett right clear out of the water. So all we're hearing is a bunch of bluster, because let me put it to you this way. at 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago, when it was 24 degrees below zero, and at least one man was wearing nothing on his head except for a MAGA hat, who in their right mind believes something like that could have taken place at the spot it did, at the time of morning it did, with the weather it was outside? Who believes that?
I don't think anybody does. And I think that as this story began to unravel completely, and as I recall, Captain, I remember at the time, Jesse Smollett was said to be on the phone with someone. They said they had the phone records, but they were reluctant to...
That's because they didn't have the phone records.
Well, exactly. Because
it would have shown where he was at, and he might not have been where he was at that present moment. Who knows?
Well, right. And of course, the whole thing was predicated, I think, on the idea that, you know, we're going to put out this sensational story, people are going to believe it, it's going to get legs of its own, it's just going to go on, it's going to go, you know, nuclear.
And what was he trying to do at that time?
Well, you mean...
Renegotiate a contract.
Right.
And he was figuring he was going to get, he's going to get more money because they're going to be so sorry for me, and right?
Well, that seems to be what the ultimate motive was. And, of course, then prior to that the staged attack, which we believe was staged, was the letters that came in the mail.
He is going to wind up going to jail for that, mark my words. Now, finally, some good news to finish out the first segment here, folks. Mississippi's House passed a Convention of States resolution with a resounding 69-46 vote. That historic victory makes Mississippi state number 15 to call for a Convention of States where they can propose amendments to drain power from Washington, D.C., and send career politicians packing. Now, the American people are on the move. This is 15 out of the 34 they need, and it marks the third state passage in the last few weeks, including victories in Utah and Arkansas. More are scheduled to be coming. This is starting to get interesting, Kyle.
Well, it certainly is, and it's really interesting when you juxtapose it against some of these other so-called movements, like the movement to get rid of the Electoral College, which would essentially, put the liberals in power because they dominate on the different coastal states and so forth forever, basically.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. But this is the kind of thing you're supposed to have. You can have these kinds of conventions, but as you said, it's to return power back to the people in the states, and that's going to rattle Washington. You watch.
All righty. Hold that thought. Here comes the music up in my ear here. And, folks, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color from Tampa, Florida. And I'm just the best-looking thing you can see in your radio dial at the moment. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's it's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and I want to welcome aboard Hub.life. That's Hub.life. They are the new alternative to Facebook, and we heard over the weekend that Mark Zuckerberg wants the government to step in and take control of social media websites. And I'll tell you what, social media companies are enormous with way, way, way too much power. They block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, or believe in American values. And at Hub.life, the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency, they do not share your information with anybody. So stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of jail and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. I'm over there. I've added that to my Facebook entourage. So check me out over there on Hub.life. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You're in it over there next, right?
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to be on there as well.
Yeah, it's going to be fun because these people are the real deal. They don't share your information, and as long as you're sensible, they let you post things. But if you get nutso, then it's just like anybody else. You're gone. They'll see you. But it's a bunch of people that are all communicating back and forth, and so far it's been pretty good. Now, I want to talk about the group that was formed called We Build the Wall. Have you heard of them?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they're looking to fundraise through private donations to help build the border wall.
Well, first of all, it was a disabled veteran, combat wounded veteran, who started this on an idea to see what he could do. And on April the 11th, GoFundMe.com is going to issue refunds, and it's critical that they keep the total above $20 million to avoid another widespread media attempt to discredit them. Now, their money is $20 million $715,000 of their stated goal of $1 billion raised by 352,650 people in 3 months. Now, what happens at GoFundMe.com is if you don't make your goal after a stated period of time, then you have to give the money back. So that's what they're going to be doing. But over the last several months, they've actually negotiated with borderland owners and gotten several people to come aboard and say, yeah, I want a wall along the side of my property. I'm sick and tired of the illegals coming in. Plus, they've also finalized some construction and engineering plans, which, by the way, the government will now be picking up the expense on that because they found out that, well, if these people are cooperating, maybe we should start over there because they got the problem over there and we'll help them out. And then reaching all the original donors who hadn't already opted in is something else they're doing because, again, anybody that donated to GoFundMe before January 11th has until April the 15th to tell GoFundMe that they want their contribution to support We Build the Wall Incorporated. And so far, most of the people, 93%, who have responded have chosen to opt in. However, it's been difficult to reach some of the people who contributed. By opt in, it means they still want their money in there to build the wall.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And I think it's important to point out that a lot of these donations, I think the majority of them are going to be, you know, small dollar donations. They're going to be $25, $100. $10 in some cases. You've got a lot of people who are trying to express that they think that there is a major issue having to do with immigration, and they're essentially putting their money where their mouth is. And I think if this had been any other kind of an issue, perhaps about a product or about something else, and you've got all these people trying to raise money or get this involved, you know, advertisers, product makers, they would all turn around and really pay attention. So it's important that these people's voices be heard.
Now, something else that popped up here over the weekend was we saw the numbers come out for last week for the cable news networks, CNN and MSNBC and Fox News Channel. And the bombshell that Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his team found no collusion between President Trump and Russia was a boost for cable news, at least for one network, and that was Fox News, because they crushed their competition from Sunday through Tuesday. And, I mean, they crushed their competition, wiped them right out. Now, the numbers from that period was Fox News Channel 3.3 million in the P2 category, which is the age group up to 25, and then 585,000 in the 25 to 54 age group. Then you had MSNBC, which was 1.8 million in the P2, which was not quite half of what Fox was, and 271,000, which was certainly half of what Fox was in the 25 to 54 age group. And then CNN brought up the bottom. Imagine that, 798,000 in the P2 category and 220,000 in the 25 to 54 age group, which is about one-third. So when you add together MSNBC and CNN, it didn't even come within a million of what FNC was, and their numbers kept going up. And by the way, Rachel Maddow's ratings went absolutely in the toilet. She lost 500,000 people once it was determined that her credibility was in the toilet along with her network.
Well, right. I mean, these are significant numbers, both for Fox News and obviously for the losses of MSNBC and CNN. But unfortunately, I think that the powers that be at those two cable networks are not really going to say, hey, wait a minute, what did we do wrong? They're not going to, I don't think there's going to be any sort of self-examination about this.
Now, do you want to take a comment or question from a listener?
Sure.
All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Matt Gaiman and Bob here again.
What's your question?
I see where they have a bunch of new caravans coming up from Mexico, and can the president change any of these regulations or have a thing where they can't just catch them?
Okay, the question would be, can he change the immigration law? Right?
Right.
All right.
Yes.
All right. We'll answer that question, Bob. Thanks for the call. All right. Kyle, can he change the immigration law by an executive order? I say no. He can change how they enforce it, but he can't change the law itself.
Well, exactly right, because that takes an act of Congress. Now,
yep.
whether or not there are any options under a national emergency, that raises that question.
Well, there are, and he can close the border, which has upset a whole bunch of people because, oh, it's going to cost us $3.8 million a day because we won't be able to get our stuff in from Mexico, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, and all this stuff. Well, I'm not buying that either, okay? I understand that their stuff might not come across the border, perhaps, but some stuff, which is priority freight, will come across the border, maybe for the auto industries, let's say, but the people won't. That'll be the big deal. He's going to shut it down for the people. And by the way, they already have stopped trying to do any more asylum petitions or asylum paperwork because they don't have anywhere to put them. So that's out. The people are staying on the Mexican side of the border unless they're sneaking in. And, of course, some of them are doing that, as we know. But also over the weekend, Kyle, the president took the funds away from Ecuador, El Salvador, and Honduras.
That's right. That's exactly right. So this is going
to
be...
To force them to do something.
Well, exactly, because a lot of these problems are, the genesis of them are in the countries,
yep.
And they need to actually do something more.
And we have American organizations in there, including churches from America, that are in there trying to help these people get to America and go through the asylum system. They're being coached. They're being told what to do. They're trying to sneak in. This caravan that Backgammon Bob talks about is more than one caravan. There's about 20,000 people in the pipeline that are lined up and reportedly headed this way. And, Kyle, they are not all from those three countries. Some of these people are from China. Some of these people are from the Middle East.
Well, exactly right. And they found a great pipeline in order to get entry into the United States. And when we don't know who's coming in, now, obviously, people can fly in on airplanes and this kind of thing, but the real surreptitious entry is, of course, coming across the border without anybody knowing that you're here, who you are, or what your plans are. And obviously, that's not a good thing in this day and age, especially if you have potential terrorist actors coming from places like the Middle East.
Well, that's very true. And we have to remember now that President Trump's approval rating ended the week with a daily job approval of 49%. And one poll had his approval rating as high as 52% on Friday. So his approval is not going anywhere. And by the way, the potential Democrats that are out there, Joe Biden included, who has been leading the mix on the Democratic side, even though he's not announced for quite some time, all of a sudden, well, we'll get to that when we come back. But when we come back, I'll tell you what the poll is saying about the age of the candidates on the Democratic side. You're going to die when you hear this one, because it ain't something that Bernie wants to hear. All right, we're coming right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
U.S. border officials say they're on track to apprehend more than 100,000 illegal immigrants this month. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The president telling reporters on Saturday he sees more migrants headed for the U.S. border.
Massive caravans walking right through Mexico.
And President Trump says he's told the Mexican government that it must stop these migrant caravans.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border.
He's also cutting about $500 million in aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, saying those governments are not doing enough to prevent illegal immigration.
White House counselor Kellyanne Conway on Fox News Sunday.
It certainly isn't a bluff. You can take the president seriously, and here's why. So what he's looking at is that 4,000 migrants apprehended in one day recently. We're on track this month for close to 100,000. We have never seen a surge like this.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark Walters. I surely do appreciate that. By the way, everybody, tomorrow, from 12 noon to 1:30, those of you that are here in the Tampa Bay area, or maybe you're up in Newport Richie or Ocala or Gainesville or Orlando, you can come over and have lunch with the captain at the Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in the Town and Country section of Tampa, which is just north of the airport a little bit, where we honor all of America's heroes, whether or not you're in the military or you are a first responder. A lot of people have been asking me. They've called up Mission Barbecue, and I had to point out last week where my helmet was on the wall because one of the managers did not know, so that when someone calls there, they can point it out to you if I'm not there. It's the fourth one in. Or wait a minute, not the fourth one in. Third one in. When you look at the wall up there, it's the third one in up on the wall with the 911 exhibit they've got there. But anyway, we meet at Mission Barbecue every Tuesday at 12 noon, and we're there till about 1:30. So stop by, have lunch with us, and enjoy some of the fruits of your labor. They got some great food there. And by the way, you always get a free dessert if you're a veteran, and that's not a bad thing either. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Bernie Sanders is over 70, right?
That's right, yeah.
Joe Biden is over 70, right?
That's right.
I'm not sure how old Elizabeth Warren is, but she might be approaching it.
I think she's in her 60s, middle, late 60s, I think.
Well, wait till you hear this. Most voters say there should be a ceiling on how old a presidential candidate can be. Now, amongst these voters, Democrats say it should be 70 or younger, a require that would currently rule out President Trump and several of the top Democratic contenders for 2020. Now, if that were the case, wouldn't it take a constitutional amendment? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, all it states about age for a presidential candidate is you have to be 35 years of age.
That's right. You have to be 35 years old in order to be president. So you'd have to be 35 when assuming office. Senators, I think, have to be 30, and Ocasio-Cortez made it by 4 years. She had to be at least 25 years old to be in Congress.
And does this have something to do with living in the country for 14 years, too?
Yeah, that's in the original article in the Constitution. That's mm-hmm. right. You have to be a natural-born citizen, be resident for 14 years, and be 35 years of age. Exactly.
So former Vice President Joe Biden tops President Trump in the Rasmussen Report's first biweekly White House Watch presidential race tracking poll. But Bernie Sanders does not beat Trump, just Biden. And President Trump's exoneration by the Mueller report has highlighted the highly inaccurate reporting of many major media outlets. But partisan affiliation overrides the facts that when it comes to how voters grade the media's performance, most people think the media blew it.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's interesting, of course, too. You know, Biden is the one who's beating, Trump in these polls and this kind of thing, and Bernie Sanders is not able to get the job done. You can see why perhaps maybe there's some...
Well, not in this one. There are polls that show Bernie does, and they show Elizabeth Warren does, and I think there's one other, too. Maybe it's Cory Booker. I'm not sure what it is, but not in this one. The only one is Joe Biden.
It's Joe Biden. Well, and of course, but he's also sort of he's the heavyweight, essentially, and because he, let's face it, he has more prestige than any of these other people right now on the Democrat side running for president. Because he was vice president for 8 years, he was a senator for so very long, he's really a household name in that sense, and when he speaks, everybody calls him Mr. Vice President, basically.
Yeah.
But of course.
Well, that's what you do when you achieve the title, that's what you call him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's protocol.
Well, exactly. And so, he's having this sort of new issue that's popping up, and we're going to see, you know, how this plays out. It's certainly not good, and it's not something that's going to go away very easily for former Vice President.
No. And now that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has finished his investigation of the Trump campaign's alleged collusion with Russia, most voters say enough's enough. Just drop it, forget about it, go away. But Democrats, by 2-1, want to keep it going.
Well, sure, because again, this was, you know, somehow the magic wand that was going to make all the Trump issues go away for them. But that's not going to happen.
Poor Rachel Maddow.
Poor Rachel Maddow. And
she's lost any stretch of credibility, if she ever had any.
Well, because again, it's something that they wanted to be true. I mean, I think we really need to pause and realize that you have a large group of people, not just people out in the country who sort of are watching all this, but the people on the networks who were giving this narrative, and then they're disappointed. They're disappointed, Captain, that their president isn't a foreign agent of Russia.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. I mean, what's going on with that?
And Democrats are far more willing than other voters to support a socialist presidential candidate and tend to dismiss criticism of socialism as being unfair. Most of the Democrats polled actually believe socialism might not be so bad. Hell, send them all to Cuba. Send them all to North Korea. Send them all to Iran. Let's go find out. Although Iran's not a good choice because they're Persian. But anyway, while there are more than 10 prominent Democrats already in the race for the party's 2020 presidential nomination, Democratic voters remain closely divided over whether a lot of candidates is a good thing, because many think that it's not.
Well, in their case, it's not going to be, because they're going to have to turn and start trying to eat each other.
They already are.
Soon, yeah.
Why do you think they're going after Joe Biden the way they are?
Well, sure. And again, because he's the heavyweight and he's going to be the one to come in to basically suck all the oxygen out of the room. And that's why you hear these candidates giving these ridiculous ideas. I mean, Cory Booker trying to say things just to stand out and this kind of thing. And then you've got, of course, Beto O'Rourke, who you were telling me, Captain, was making some pretty strange, campaign promises, basically.
What he did was he wants to take all the multimillionaires and billionaires and gazillionaires and take all of their extra money that they've got and take it and put it in a big pot and give it to all the Americans across America. Like, that's really going to fly. That's what he wants to do. His words, not mine.
Right, but you see, it sounds good to somebody who says, well, that's right, because I'm life is unfair to me and this kind of thing. But the conservative message is exactly the opposite. It says, well, yes, life is not fair, but we want to create opportunities so that everybody can do well.
Well, now is the time for the conservatives and the Republicans and the independents and anybody that loves this America the way that you and I do and others do, to stand up and fight for America and get it going, and don't stop until they drive the blue eyes of the Democrats back into the ocean or wherever in the hell they came from with their socialist ideas. It's not going to work. It isn't going to happen, and they need to understand that we, the people in America, are standing up for the red, white, and blue that got us here. We understand it, and guess what? No means no.
No means no, because history is replete with all of these, I mean, the horrid images of people in mass graves, not to be too graphic, but they are there. The history of the butchery under Stalin in the Soviet Union, and all of the subsequent things that went on in the Soviet Empire, which Bernie Sanders, and I think we shouldn't forget this, lauded how wonderful the Soviet Union was, how clean the train stations were, or some such thing. And this guy's running for president. If you want to talk about someone who's influenced by the former Soviet Union and that philosophy, look no further.
And by the way, a couple of guys that are crying a little bit, Obama-era spy chiefs John Brennan and James Clapper, stand out. These two weren't average citizens. They spoke with the authority of having heard several federal intel operations and been in charge of them, as I might add. I'm breaking a longstanding precedent of former top law enforcement officers steering clear of politics. They got right into it. They buried their noses in the middle of all this, and they both look like a couple of fools.
Don't they, though? I mean, and I just have to pose this question. Is this something where everybody said, okay, there's going to be, for lack of a better expression, a coup d'etat in the United States, and we're going to get rid of this president who shouldn't have won the 2016 election, and then we're all going to be sitting pretty with our new positions and newfound friends and influence and all this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
One wonders, Captain.
And I got news for those people on the other side of the aisle. President Trump has now called for an investigation of how the fraudulent Mueller probe got started to begin with. And if they're able to do that, and I think they can in the Senate, heads will roll.
Heads will roll. That's right.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. And thank you very much.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and yeah, we mixed it up a little bit there to begin with, because you need to hear this stuff that's going on that the mainstream media isn't going to tell you. Goodness sake, how hard is it to accurately report the news that's there? This is not something you make up. This is stuff that's there. And I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, never mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
All right. righty, and now it's time for our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report of the morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, that's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, with four dealerships to better serve you. Check them out online. We'll tell you all about them here in a minute. We've got to give a special shout-out to Catwoman and Road Dog, who are in Texas tonight. We've also got, let's see here. We've got Thomas the Suicide Jockeys out on the highway tonight. You be careful out there, my friend. And we've also got Eric, and Eric did not tell me where he's at. Trucker Eric. Trucker Mark is out on the highway, and he's in Nebraska. Didn't say which way he's going. And we've also got Trucker Tim, who I haven't heard from in a while. He's out of Reno, Nevada, and he might be home in Reno listening to us there. Don't know. And, of course, we've also got Trucker Pat, and Trucker Pat is one of our newbies who's one of the mail haulers coming down out of Atlanta. And by the way, here we go, Charlie and the gang. I knew it was coming. Charlie and the gang all headed down with the FedEx freight out of Atlanta tonight. So you guys truck them safe, and we'll be talking more about some other folks. If you want to comment, all you got to do is go to our Facebook page and get on the messenger and send us a message. Now, by the way, Limo Jeff. Jeff the limo driver from North Sarasota. Good morning there, Jeff. How you doing? Hope you're doing well. Okay, a wet start to the week for Florida will ensue, and the southeast will have some heavy rainfall and strong to severe storms. Now, this will be once the cold front gets out of the area, because right now you've got a freeze warning across much, much of Arkansas, the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, all of Tennessee, the northern part of Louisiana, the northern part of Mississippi, and the northwestern part of Georgia tonight. Also, it goes up into West Virginia and part of Kentucky and through the mountainous areas of the Carolinas, south of North Carolina, where temperatures will be below 32 degrees for the most part in those areas. So they're calling for a freeze warning. Now, taking a look at the weather, there is a developing coastal storm which will work its way up the East Coast Tuesday. And this storm could dump some more rain and or snow in the higher elevations, depending on what happens there. And there is tonight, along the lee shore of Lake Ontario, again, up north of the northern part of Oswego County, up into Watertown, it looks like part of the Adirondack, the Tug Hill Plateau, there is some snow up in there right now. So the Pacific Northwest is going to get another West Coast storm, heavy precipitation from Oregon to Northern California through Tuesday. It'll probably move out into the southern plains around midweek, and then there'll be another severe weather threat, certainly in the offing there as well. Now, I still had Smokey and the Bandit playing there. How about that? But anyway, now let's take a look at the things that we've got out there. We do have some snow tonight in northern New Mexico on either side of Albuquerque, I-40 going east, I-40 going west, I-25 going north. Right now, that is just merely snow flurries that are there. We do have some rain up in Idaho tonight. Eastern part of Idaho, down along the Wyoming border, and through central Idaho, we got some scattered rain. Looks like Boise might be getting some tonight, and a little bit of rain in the northeastern part of Oregon. You also have some rain tonight in Montana, some scattered showers in North Dakota, some scattered showers right along the North Dakota Minnesota line, right there by Fargo and Moorhead, and also some rain in the far western part of Nebraska tonight, way over there, almost into Wyoming. It's right about the line is where that's at, and there's some pretty strong winds blowing off the lake tonight, but the only snow to report so far is up there in northern New York, just the northern part of Oswego County up to Watertown, and some strong winds blowing in Maine, some winds off the coast in Massachusetts. And this system that is going up the East Coast right now, the bottom part of it is down around South Georgia, North Florida on the East Coast, the Atlantic side. And there are some ripped current warnings and high wave warnings and wind warnings there as this storm starts to develop. And it will go up the eastern seaboard. So it will go up the eastern seaboard. So keep that in mind. Now, don't forget that Moss Family Automotive is the home of You Serve, You Save. Now, that means exactly what it says. If you've been in the military as a veteran, if you are currently serving as active military, if you are currently an EMT, a firefighter, or police officer, or a 911 dispatcher, or you have retired as one, you will get preferred pricing on a You Serve, You Save program, which literally takes thousands of dollars off the price of a brand new vehicle, whether it be one of the beautiful Moss Nissans that they have in Crystal River or Newport Richey, or whether or not it's one of the beautiful Chevrolets they have at Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa at 16414 Northdale Mabry. Now, the amazing thing about You Serve, You Save is they are the only dealer in the United States who does that 24/7, 365. They are the only one who does that. And as a result, they get customers that come here from all around the country. And we're happy to tell you that. We're happy to tell you that. Oh, and by the way, good morning, Trucker Ed. Nice to hear from you. And he's out and about doing what he's doing. Matter of fact, let's see here. He's on your way back from Jacksonville. Okay there, Trucker Ed. Appreciate that. Be safe. And, you know, they also have some of the best certified pre-owned vehicles that you can find anywhere. They do have one pre-owned vehicle dealership called Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs. Now, they don't have a lot of vehicles there. They probably have around 40 or 50, but they're all certified pre-owned. And there's some real gems that are there. I know I stopped when I was up in Crystal River to say howdy, howdy, and took a look at some of them. And I'll tell you what, they've got off-lease vehicles. They've got pre-owned vehicles that have all been taken in. Cream puffs, I think, is the terminology they used to use years ago. But they've also got them at their other locations, too. And don't forget, when you buy a certified pre-owned vehicle, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which is peace of mind on any major repairs that take place. That's certainly a fact. As well as a free oil change for the lifetime of the vehicle and free tire rotation. So it just doesn't get any better in my mind because, again, who the heck is doing that? Nobody. And the You Serve, You Save to boot makes it even better. And by the way, want one better? Tell them the captain sent you. You know why? That's another $500 off. That'll pay for your trip if you're coming in from Ohio or Kentucky or Arizona or North Dakota, like some people have. That'll pay for your trip. So it's all good. Moss Family Automotive, in my opinion, one of the best automobile dealers in the country, bar none. And you got my word on it. All righty, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Ms. Rosemary's going to chime in after the top of the hour. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number one in the books. We're headed for hour number two, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.